Welcome back now. 26 minutes past 12. Good afternoon once again. All right. So I said we were talking about progressive political ambition. Okay. So it simply means political office holders, current office holders, actually aspiring to a higher office. That's just to put it simply. All right. So that's the conversation. I already told you I saw a story yesterday that got me thinking in that line. Well, the question is, should there be a limit to progressive political ambition? Yeah, I like English sometimes. All right. So that's aspiration to a higher office over and over and over and over. Sometimes it's as if there's no end to it until you've become the president, maybe like twice. And then you're like, yeah, I'm done. So I'm retiring. Okay. And you find out that one of the things we complain about when we talk about issues in Nigeria, corruption. And then you think about the fact that power corrupts. And when someone is in such an exalted position, I mean, political office is actually an exalted position. Yes, it is. With all the perks that come with it, and all the protection that actually comes with it. The money and everything. Affluence. Influence. So people get into the office, into an office, and they're done there. They want to get to a higher office. When they're done with a particular a higher office, they want to get to another higher office. When they are getting close to finishing, they either want to repeat or go to another higher office. So someone starts from perhaps a ward councillor. Before you know it, he's a local government chairman. Before you know it, he is perhaps a commissioner. And then he's a governor. And then he's, what else now? Yeah, he's going to the Senate level. And the next thing is, it's, okay, before Senate, do they do ministerial or... Sometimes I don't even know which one comes first. And then from there, they're thinking of becoming the president. So they just keep going. And it's usually not like they're going to do this for 1 year. Okay, 1 year as governor. No. We're talking 4 years, 8 years. So after 8 years in a particular office, you want to get to another office. 8 years, you know, like that. And they keep progressing. And then the person gets to a level where they become like a touch not. The law does not even touch them anymore. So should that be limited? Progressive political ambitions. All right, we have trending stories at 1 p.m. And then we'll continue this conversation and actually wrap up before 1:30. At 1:30, we'll bring you his story. And after his story, in case you don't know what his story is about, as the name implies, his story. It could be anybody's story. All right, stories from about people, okay, from way back. Some of them, are they still alive? No, I think most of them are actually, yeah, they're mostly dead people. But they are history makers, okay? So you get to listen and learn something about people from the past in Africa and elsewhere in the world. All right, so that's going to come up at 1:30 till 2 p.m. At 2 p.m., we'll bring you the news update. And after the news update, we'll have another conversation. So toughness versus soft life. That's the topic. I give that one. All right. And so that toughness versus soft life is actually based on a belief system that some people have, that it is better to be strong to handle tough situations rather than hope for or wish for or even aspire for a soft life. Because it's not possible to really have a soft life. Troubles will come. So if you're not tough, then you will not last. You know, they say that tough situations do not last, but tough people last. So toughness versus soft life. And at that time, I'll be asking you whether you would rather be tough to handle life or have a soft life? Well, that's after the news update at 2 p.m. And that will be the last conversation for today. Then we have the news reversed today at 3 o'clock. And of course, afterwards, I'll be on my way out. All right. And then hard facts will come up. So yeah, head on to Facebook and join the conversation on progressive political ambition. Get on Facebook right now. It's Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We're live and we also have our posts there. Comments there. I would like to hear from you. You can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can as well tweet at Nigeria Info PH. So first of all, political ambition in itself means the desire to run for political office. Simple as that. All right. But then I came across an article where they defined progressive political ambition. And they said it focuses on current office holders and assumes that once an individual has achieved an elected position, he or she will aspire to a higher office. That's progressive political ambition. And well, in Nigeria here, there have been murmurings, there have been outcries by some citizens, if not many of them, over the number of years that political office holders spend amassing wealth, moving from one office to a higher office. I've already explained all of that. And we have also seen many political office holders announce an end to seeking higher political offices. All right, so a particular story I told you I came across and that inspired this topic. I saw it in the Punch newspaper. And this is the headline. It reads, "I will no longer contest elections. Oni, as Ekiti ex-governor." He says, "I will no longer contest elections." I saw that yesterday and I was thinking, oh, wow, interesting. So yeah, there you have it. And he's not the only one who's ever come out to make such an announcement. Okay, I don't want to get into his political profile, because that's not what this conversation is about. And then in 2021, there was a governor of Katsina State, what's his name? Aminu Masari. Back then, he said he would not be seeking another office at the end of his second term. That was for governorship, yeah? Who else? Let me see. And then a senator, Bauchi State House of Assembly. What's his name? Senator Goje. Okay, this is from the Premium Times. Back then, he says, "Why I will not contest for any office again. Any office again." So back to my question. Should there be a limit to the number of higher offices a political office holder should aspire or should contest for? Should there be a particular limit? Yeah? If you have done this and that, you can't go further. If you've done like four different offices, five different offices, six, perhaps, you give a number to it. Then, if you have been elected into any position more than a particular number of times, then you will not aspire to a higher office. Just like people have been calling for, is it... you know, trying to cap the number of years people spend in a given office. All right. But let's hear from you. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. Remember to send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. All right, I have Muriel on the line. Hi, Muriel from Okrika.
Hello, Constance, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Muriel. Please go on.
Thank you. Constance, you see, just like every other career, politics is also a career. And in your career, I think you should be encouraged to reach for the peak as far as you can go. Just like a lecturer in the university, as a doctor, he becomes a professor. From there, he wants to be a professor emeritus as long as he lives. He wants to attain the highest level of his career. So I think there shouldn't be any restriction as far as you can go. As long as you're doing well, I think you should be encouraged. Even there are some persons that have been called back. There are some persons that have decided to retire in politics, and they've been called back, seeing their precedent, seeing that they've done very well. They've been begged, pleaded to come back. And I think you should be encouraged. There shouldn't be any limit.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Muriel. Hi, Okafor from Elelewo. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Constance. I think in line with the last caller, I want to say here, there's nothing wrong in one having ambition to get to the highest height. But the area we must be looking at is the objective behind one's ambition. If the objective is to me to occupy this position to acquire as much as I want to acquire, then you see that in such areas, some persons who have those conditions, they have no years limit. They want to stay there as many years as they want because their intention is to acquire so much. But if the objective of having this ambition is for the betterment of the people whom you want to rule, you see that after 2 or 3 or 4 years of 6 years, you think you have, yes, done exactly what has made you to go in there. You even be the one asking that, yes, I think I've done why I am here, and therefore I want to throw in the towel. So why we are discussing this one today? Because we find ourselves in a system where a good percentage of people who have this political ambition, their main objective is for their welfare, their own well-being, their family, and nothing more. And that's why you see them, they are not in a haste to say enough is enough. That's my thinking this afternoon. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Okafor. All right. So with the arguments that they've raised so far, so here's what I'm thinking, right? Because we've been talking about fighting corruption. I remember I was asking a question the other day on my WhatsApp status. Do we need to fight corruption? But to bring an end to corruption or perhaps to reduce the level of corruption, what if we had to reduce the number of years a person or the number of times someone can seek to be in a political office? I mean, these are supposed to be servants, as they are called. They're serving the public. They're serving the citizenry. They're serving the people. So they're supposed to be there, you know, what's the word now? Do what they're supposed to do from this time to this time and from that time to the other time. And when you get to a certain level, we're like, yeah, you're done. Hello, excuse us. Next, please. Maybe that would be a way to reduce the level of corruption, where people get to that place where they become touch not. Hello, Mr. Zion.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, indeed. I think we need that limitation when coming to political office holder or holding into political offices. Because one, as a country now, we are not educated enough for democracy. And our involvement in politics is not for the development of the people, but for selfish reasons. That is why I get this word, political interest. It's a selfish interest. But when we have limitation, you vouch for a governor for 8 years, and start up according to the constitution of Nigeria. You go home. You should not have any other privilege to go contest for any other office again. Just like what our people are doing, governor for 8 years, they now seek for the Senate as a retirement avenue, which is too skewed. And that is why you see the country is not developing. Like I earlier stated, we are not educated enough for democracy. What is democracy? What is our participation into politics as individuals? Why are we even in politics as a person? Look at the words of the former governor of River State, right on the road in Achimichi. He said, I get into politics because I was jobless. That is what he said. That alone is scary. Which means a lot of them are in politics because they are jobless people. Because they are hungry. So when they get into politics, what do you expect them to do? Is to embezzle.
But then, Mr. Zion, hold on. So here's what I'm thinking, all right? Some people get into jobs, businesses, because they're jobless. People apply to get a job because they're jobless. And then when they get the job, they put in their best. They bring their everything they can to make the job work. Not just for the company they're working for, but also for themselves. So is it wrong to get into politics because you were once jobless?
Democracy is a government of the people. Let the people decide. I put it to you. Most of the politically elected officials, in quotes, are not the people's choice. Why do we go to court to go and contest our offices or our positions? Why do we go there? If it is a government of the people, now it's not a court. If the court the people, the court is not the people. So if they support them, what do we do? Whenever it's election period, let us just go to court, leave the election alone. Let us go to court. Anybody that can argue very well in court, who get to the Supreme Court, let the Supreme Court decide who's going to be the president. Let the Supreme Court decide who's going to be the governor. No longer election. The truth is this. Until we understand what politics is all about, until we all are involved, I am tired of this man in this office. You go over and you mobilize your people. Why are they voting out? That is politics. That is the democracy we're talking about. So for now, to cut short the efforts of these men, let us have a time limit. The Constitution of Nigeria stated, president for 8 years, you vacate there. You don't have a top tenor. So let's have it like that. If I venture into the House of Assembly, after 8 years, in God willing, I go home. I should have no right to contest for governor. I should have no right to contest for any office again because I am not the only Nigerian. Others too should come and represent us. But with this present structure, law of diminished return. Sometimes you're going to tire out of them. Mr. Zion.
Thank you for calling, Mr. Zion. Reminds me of Kayode Fayomi, yeah? Yeah, the former Ekiti State governor, who was governor and later became a minister and went back to becoming governor again. Oh, my goodness. All right, so there's this particular article. It's actually a work, all right? It was done by some persons from some university, Brown University. So it's titled "To Run or Not to Run for Office, Explaining Nascent Political Ambition." All right, I just read some part of this particular article so you can understand that this is not just a Nigerian issue. Okay, so here we go. It says that more than centuries ago, the founders worked to create a national legislature that allowed competent, successful citizens to serve their nation for a few years. The notion of career politicians was not something they envisioned. Certainly, over the last 200 years, politics have become increasingly professionalized. And in the last 40 years alone, the salaries and the perquisites of office have made serving in the House of Representatives or the Senate a quite lucrative profession. They were actually citing a particular person's work, Stewart. He's the one that wrote that. And then they also mentioned the fact that Congress, of course, when you hear Congress, you're thinking the U.S., is somewhat of an anomaly. Most of the 500,000 elective offices in the United States are situated at the local and state levels. Many of these positions pay only a token salary and meet on a limited basis. 42 states, for example, have part-time legislatures. Members must be available to serve for a few months each year, but they are also expected to maintain their professional careers. And that's according to Gray, Hansen, and Jacob, 2000. That's the work they wrote or they put together. That's a National Conference of State Legislatures 2003. So the thing is, okay, let me just go ahead. The overwhelming majority of school boards and city councils also operate on a part-time basis. The sheer number of such positions indicates that a great many citizens in the U.S. society are expected to hold public office. So that a great many citizens in the U.S. society are expected to hold public office. And they're also saying that the very manner in which these positions are structured is geared to allow politically interested individuals to step forward and serve as representatives of the people. But the issue is, people get in there and they don't want to leave. They don't want another person to come take over. They want to keep staying there. You know, at the beginning of that particular article, they actually mentioned the fact that the idea of political office was not for it to be a profession. It wasn't for it to be a career. But then that's what it has become. All right, so I'm looking at some messages here on WhatsApp. I'm still asking you to tell me, what do you think? Should there be a limit to progressive political ambition? So let's say if you decide that you're going to be governor for 8 years, all right, you'll do all you can and ensure that you are returned for a second term. If you run for that 8 years, it means you cannot move further. But if you do only 4 years, maybe, then you can become a minister, you can become a senator. Perhaps if we had something like that, that's me just thinking out loud. Maybe that would help. Maybe that would help. Corruption is a big issue all over the world. And Nigeria, woo! All right, Ibanijo says, life is progressive. If this is true, then a politician with a vision is expected to grow in his or her political career to the peak of becoming a president of the country. Voters can retire politicians with poor performance records if our votes will count in elections. All right, Ibanijo, thank you very much. And then Ernest from Woji says, I think the whole idea of going into public office, not politics, is to be the voice of your people you represent. It's not up to you to retire. It's the people that will decide if you will continue to represent. And you asked, and then you said, check American House of Representatives. How many lawmakers have been in the both House of Representatives since the 1970s? Good afternoon, Constance. That's just like a natural phenomena. Those who occupy sensitive positions or office never wish to relinquish power, most especially our political leaders. If not, there's a law that restricts third tenure. Some governors would have aspired for a third term. Peter Bright, Chiemina from Omuma. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. We're talking about progressive political ambition. That is that desire to aspire to higher political office. So good. I'm sure someone somewhere must have said Maguire. All right, so you tell me, should there be a limit to that? Or should people just be allowed to continue to progress from one office to a higher office like that? Until they are the ones who choose and decide that I will now retire. 0817-923-0002. We have Brown from GRA. Hello, Brown.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. There is something I just want to say next. I'm not staying too long. You know, politics is not a career. I don't know what people say it's a career. You are leading people. It's not your personal job. You are out there. You're like a slave to people. You are there to show people what to do. You are carrying the bodies of nations. to carry the bodies of individuals. So you don't take it as your personal career. If you are in that position, you should make another business for yourself. I can use a bus driver for example. He has a farm. He's retired. He has been doing his farm. He didn't see any politics again. So we have some politicians that have that actually understand this thing. Yes, I came here in this very time to do something, not to go and take it as their father's heritage or as if it's not eternity to them. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And something I've seen in Nigeria politicians. You see an American president, the kind of money Nigeria president has, an American president don't have such money, but they have the level, they have everything to, but about that money, you see Nigeria president, they will embezzle money, have billions of naira. But you see other presidents, they don't even have such money, so they should take our presidency as if it's an essence for them to be making money. If they should be in that seat.
Okay, when you said that Nigerian presidents are embezzling money, can you give me examples of such a president? Because I don't think I've come across the news where a president...
Tomorrow, you'll still be hearing the money that Abacha embezzled now that they have not finished recovering.
Abacha was not a president, he was a head of state.
But they were all leaders.
But wasn't the same thing. He was not elected into power.
When you want to be a leader, actually know what to do, not just to think of your personal self. That is my contribution to that.
All right, thank you. But, you know, when we're saying certain things, all right, it's best that we are sure of what we're saying, right? Because, you know, just blanket statements, presidents in Nigeria are embezzling funds. And then, you know, it's just this. I just quickly thought about the current one, the previous ones, and there's nothing on their head saying they embezzled money, so right? So that was totally wrong. Okay, but thank you all the same for calling. So maybe one more call or messages. Let's see, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007. Now, you can send messages on WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. Sincere apologies, I can't take a call right now. I've got commercials coming up, and after the commercials, I could take one call, or maybe not. But we'll continue this conversation after the news, trending stories, all right? You might want to stick around as we continue. Let's have your messages. Send them via WhatsApp. Get on Facebook and drop a comment there. I'm asking you, should there be a limit to progressive political ambition? Simply put, should we cap the number of times, the number of years a person spends as a political office holder? I'm not just talking about a particular office. As a political office holder. All right? We'll go on that commercial break. And I'll be back soon. Just stay tuned. All right, welcome back now. So over time, people have asked, why can't politicians relinquish power? Why can't someone just retire? You've been there for too long. And at some point, we had the not too young to run bill. People were happy. And they're saying, oh, yeah, that means... the next time we'll no longer have these crop of politicians there. But it seems like we're still dreaming, right? Corruption. They're embezzling funds. They're just there amassing wealth for themselves. They should leave and give other people the chance. They should allow the young ones to come up. You know, talking about the experience, let the younger ones get into position. They will learn. As they progress, these other people, they started somewhere and they also learned as they progressed. Allow other people to come on board. Public service. And so nobody wants to leave. All right. So I read out an excerpt from a particular article where it was stated that many years ago, when the whole idea of having political office holders came on board, the plan wasn't necessarily for it to become a career. It wasn't such that someone gets in there and you become the leader for almost ever, it was to allow people to take, more like take turns, but not necessarily like we point at people to come and take positions, right? But to allow for more and more people and different people to lead, to serve at different times or different points. But then what have we seen? It's become a career. It's become a profession. And people want to aspire to a higher office. And so, and not just that, when they are in a particular position, like we see in Nigeria, someone is a governor for 4 years and he wants to be governor again for another 4 years. So he wants to do 8 years as governor. And when he's done, he wants to either become a minister or become a senator. And you think that when he gets there, that will be it. No, he wants to maybe come back again and become governor again. Like in the case of a particular governor in Ekiti State. And you would then think, okay, that's it. Perhaps he's not coming back to this. And then some other time you hear that he is aspiring to be or to contest for the position of president. All right, Muriel says, I think it will be infringing on their fundamental rights to associate, etc. Good afternoon, Constance. For any person aspiring for office, it's the people that will decide who they want as governor. For 8 years and Senate, they will look at his performance when he was, let me see, they will look at his performance when he was a governor. What's your name? Please, when you're sending me a message, all right, just look at the message again and be sure, okay, that it's something I can quickly understand, because I'm the one reading it out to the hearing of every other person. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so we'll run off now for the news, trending stories. When I return, we're still discussing this. I would like to get your take. I'm sure you've listened to the different angles to this. What do you think? I'll be back. Stay tuned. Let's continue with our conversation right here on the show. All right, so before now, we were talking about progressive political ambition, and I've asked you to tell me, what do you think? Should we continue to allow for political office holders to aspire to higher offices for as long as they feel they have the strengths, they have the energy to continue, so they should just go ahead? Or should there be a limit to maybe the number of times somebody can be in office? If you have, maybe we could start from a particular place. We can say, okay, it starts counting from local government chairman. So if you move from there and perhaps get to become a governor, oh, great. If you, yeah. And then we now count how many years you spend in office. So if you're going to spend up to 20 years. Yeah, 20 years. Or less than 20 years. If you spend like 8 years here, 8 years there, you can only have the chance to do 4 years. So you now decide how you're going to do it to make sure that you do not exceed this number of years. Remember that for those of them who are civil servants, right, there's actually a cap of some sort. 60 years. That's the cap. Either you're doing 60 years or you're doing 35 years in service. If you've done 35 years, oh, please make way, give way, allow other people to come on board. And they're even asking for an extension. We had that conversation, that should be last week, right? When we're talking about retirement and all that. So perhaps we need that in public service as well, so that it can help us to curb this whole craze of political office holders who seem to just be there and they've taken this honor upon themselves that they are now above the law. Nobody can touch them. They can do as they please. Whenever, however. Even it's almost as if the courts can't even do anything. You can't even use the courts to get them to behave. Especially while they are still in office. It's almost nothing you can do. And so while they are there, even those of them who commit whatever it is they commit, those of them who embezzle funds, while they are still in office and running for maybe a second term, that's the time they use to try and cover their tracks. So when they are even done, it's even hard to say, hey, this is what this person did. It's really hard. Except maybe the person who's taken over from that governor or that person is not their person. It's not their crony. So the person gets to call them out. So the same way we have the cap in the civil service, should we also have that in public service? What do you think? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. For WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. My name is Constance, and that's what we're talking about right now. Progressive Political Ambition. PPA. All right. Whether being a president or head of state, they're all the same. A criminal is a criminal anywhere, anyway. Just compare Obama, George Bush with Obasanjo or Jonathan. Can you tell me they are the same when it comes to what they have before assuming office and what they have after leaving office? If we're sincere enough, the truth is not far-fetched. That's a message from Frank. Well, Frank, head of state is not the same as president, all right? You do not elect a head of state, but you elect a president. It's not the same thing. One runs under the umbrella of democracy. The other one runs under the umbrella of military government. It's not the same. Zoning the Senate. What are you talking about? Sir Andy O'Viri, is this message meant for me? Because we're not discussing zoning. That's not the conversation. No, we're not talking about zoning. That's not my interest. I'm talking about progressive political ambition and actually putting a cap on how long or how many years people get to spend in a political office. So the same way we have the retirement age or retirement year in the civil service, you think we should have that in the public service and not for you to stay there and decide when you want to be done? I mean, I remember when we were having that conversation on retirement for civil servants, and people were like, some people though, were like, how come we have a particular age when people are supposed to stop working as civil servants, and then we're struggling to have that same thing in our public service? We have people who are way older than those of them that are being retired in the civil service. We have people who are way older running political offices. How come? What do you think? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. So before now, I read a portion from a particular article I came across that was actually talking about this. And part of what was said in that article, it was actually written by some Americans, and it was actually focused also on the government over there in America. And they were saying that when the whole idea of political office came up, or those of them who put it together, the plan was not for people to stay there and make a career out of it. That was not the initial plan. But that has more like become the order of the day. And it's looking like it cannot be stopped anymore. Okay, right now, I don't even know. Am I supposed to take the calls myself? Because I'm receiving calls here, but I... All right, please call in. I'm going to take your calls, all right? I was hoping that it would go through a call screener. Okay, you're actually going through a call screener. All right. All right, so we have good news calling from Port Harcourt. Hi, good news.
Yeah, good morning, my sister woman.
Good afternoon, my brother man.
Wow, a wonderful discussion this afternoon.
Thank you.
I want to say that in the civil servant career, they have their own style, their own patterns, so that anybody who applies, who meets up the criteria from the UTH can apply to work for it. But as politicians or public servants, it is people who have what it takes to eat. And some persons claim they have what it takes, yet they don't have. Mind you, they still have tenure of four years, as it stands today, in public service. Now, and those public service, is that public service like in being the president or governor, senator, for example, depends, it does not solely depend on the civil service. It depends somewhat on leadership qualities. So that you see a situation whereby you say a youth lead, and you see the youth passing up the office he's holding, and you see an old man holding office and keeping that office with all its attributes and even making improvements on it. And at times you see a youth think better and some old men doing worse than. Right? So now, if you put all this front and back, you will find out that it is not because of old age.
Commercials coming through, please.
Stay with us, Nigeria Info.
I don't want to wait till I graduate from this school before I think of what to do with my life.
Exactly. I am going to seriously work on my music skills. Let me use my talent well, I beg.
I would like to be a radio presenter, but I don't know how to go about it.
But why is Simi so quiet today?
Sorry, ladies. I'm taking this interesting course on how to become a professional scriptwriter. You two can also learn how to become a radio presenter on Wazobia Academy.
Wazobia Academy?
Yes. Wazobia Academy provides accessible and affordable online training in filmmaking, music business, fashion, radio hosting, and lots more. You also stand a chance to be selected for internship in leading production companies, radio stations, music, and fashion studios for hands-on experience. It's easy. Simply log on to www.wazobiaacademy.com or call 0908-826-5038 for more details.
Wazobia Academy. Learn and lead.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back now. So we just have about 4 minutes before the bottom of the hour, and then we'll bring you his story. Okay, so yeah, back to the question, back to the conversation. What do you think? Should there be a limit to this progressive political ambition? Should there be a limit? Just like in the civil service, people are expected to retire at a certain age, or if you have been there for 35 years. So if you've been there for this number of years, you have to retire. Or if you get to a certain age, which is 60, you retire. Nobody is asking you if you would like to. That's for the civil service. So do you think we should also have that in public service? You know, on one hand, I was actually thinking, okay, could that help to curb corruption? But wouldn't that also mean that people would devise a way to ensure that as much as possible, that amount of wealth they would have amassed, whether they are embezzling it or finding a way, whichever way, to get that money, they would now have to do much more to just ensure that they get it before they reach a certain age. That's age that has been put there as a cap. When you get to this age, no more. Or perhaps it could actually work. It could help to curb corruption. What do you think? And beyond corruption, what else do you think that could even solve? I mean, with the leadership in Nigeria, with the kind of people we have seen, and with the kind of things we've also seen happen at that level, people begin to live as though that office is their personal, is their family right. So it is my right to be here. After this time around, I will come back again, and even the way they talk. So should there be a limit to the number of years a person can be a political office holder? Or should there be an age limit? Or perhaps both? All right. So you can still get on Facebook and drop a comment there. The conversation continues online. All right. But for now, we have to leave. We have his story coming right up. And afterwards at 2 p.m., we have the news updates. After that, let's talk about toughness versus soft life. And I'm asking you, would you rather be tough to handle life? Or would you rather have a soft life? Some people will say, I beg, I cannot, can. All right, that will be the conversation after the 2 p.m. news. What's your name? So someone says, I was just wondering if you went to grind something today again. I did not go to grind anything. Thank you. Good afternoon, Constance. Are you forming a political party? Please, I'm interested because we need to get rid of the old brigade parading themselves as leaders who are only after their pockets. I am not. Thank you very much. I'll be back for the news at 2.